The COVID situation in Ketchikan is not good. The number of people infected is near record levels. Ketchikan's hospital has seen record high numbers of COVID-19 patients in recent days. That's even as cases statewide have fallen.
First of all, I would just say you got a lot of COVID circulating in Ketchikan right now, so you have to take that into consideration.
That's Dr. Ann Zink, Alaska's chief medical officer, addressing Ketchikan's school board. And the surge is straining some medical resources in Ketchikan, according to South Tonga's Fire Chief Steve Rydeen. He says first responders are struggling to keep up with the volume of COVID-19-related calls.
We're averaging 2 calls a day in just the south end, backing up the city because they're maxed out. COVID, unfortunately, is something that we need to get a handle on again.
The purpose of the meeting was to hear input from experts before considering whether to loosen Ketchikan's rules that require everyone to wear masks on public school campuses. In recent weeks, a vocal group of parents has called for more flexibility or an end to masks altogether. Some carried signs with slogans like, "Unmask the kids." Here's a sample of what the board heard Wednesday night.
We are traumatizing these kids.
The science depends on what channel you're watching on TV.
Last time I checked, we still lived in the United States of America, not in the days of Nazi Germany.
That's Christy Willis, Kirk Thomas, and Heather Dalen, all of whom said they had children or grandchildren in the district. Their position was by no means universal, though. The head of Ketchikan Indian Communities Tribal Council, Gloria Burns, spoke out, saying 8 people of American Indian descent had died of COVID-19 in Ketchikan alone.
And I knew all of them. The people in my community knew all of them.
But first came the health professionals. Dr. Zink said that rules requiring masks and other measures have proven more effective than earlier advice, like deep cleaning.
We did lots of cleaning and things like that, or closing rooms down for 72 hours. The data really isn't showing that that makes a difference. So anything like that, like, really is not going to help to mitigate it.
She pointed to a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention study from Arizona that showed schools without mask mandates are more than 3 times more likely to see COVID-19 outbreaks. And Zink says studies have proven time and time again that masks are safe to wear.
Things like distancing, ventilation, masking, vaccination that we talked about, those are our kind of our most effective tools. And you want to be careful when you've got a lot of COVID.
The state health officials said that while COVID-19 is generally less severe in kids, nearly 1,000 children have died in the U.S. since the pandemic began. That's more than twice the worst seasonal pediatric death rate for the flu since 2004. And she said roughly half of people infected with COVID-19 have lingering symptoms months afterward.
And sometimes these can be really debilitating. Like a kiddo I saw who everything tastes and smells like sewer still months after their initial diagnosis.
Ketchikan's public health professionals also showed up. State public health nurse Jennifer Bergen said Ketchikan's mask mandate in schools was helping keep a lid on spread.
But we are still seeing cases. So imagine taking away those layers, what the result is going to be from that. You are going to see increased transmission in schools.
The president of Ketchikan's teachers union, Gara Williams, said that masks were the last significant anti-COVID measure remaining at Ketchikan High School, known locally as K-High, where she teaches.
We don't have cohorts at K-High. We don't have small groups. We don't have the 50-50 model like we did last year. Our mitigation is wearing masks.
Then the board got down to business. Board member Paul Robbins Jr. got the ball rolling.
Just to put the biggest argument forward first, I'm going to make a motion to change masking to optional under the substantial, which I believe is the third under high risk.
That would make masks optional at all but the highest school district COVID-19 risk level. Essentially, when there are fewer than 50 cases in Ketchikan, students would not be required to mask up at school. School Board President Stephen Bradford said he supported the change because nearly all students and staff are now eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine.
And I still believe that we need to move towards an end to the masking requirements.
Board members Nicole Anderson and Diane Gubatayo also voiced support. Board member Bridget Mattson supported the move, but she added a significant caveat. She said the change would allow school administration to require masks at schools with outbreaks. Mattson also advised school principals to draw up plans for potential shutdowns.
I believe that if we are looking at rolling back the mitigation efforts that are left in the plan that are keeping the school going as they are, they're already stretching our capacity. We have to understand that we will need to make a plan for having children out of schools, which is heartbreaking to me.
The prospect of school closures led the board's student member, Ketchikan High School student body president Braxton Zink, to speak out in favor of keeping the mask rule as is. The board's student member casts non-binding advisory votes as the voice of the student body.
I'm not going to try to amend or try to push forward having more COVID mitigations. That's for you to decide. But I am going to voice out that I don't think that we should, for lack of a better term, give up.
The sentiment was shared by elected board member Keenan Sanderson.
We don't know what's going to happen if we take masks away out of the schools.
Sanderson joined board member Jordan Tabb in opposing the measure. It passed anyway, 5-2. As of December 6th, high school and middle school students will be allowed to remove their masks if fewer than 50 cases of COVID-19 are active in Ketchikan. The change takes effect at elementary schools after winter break. Had these rules been in effect all along, assuming the same case numbers, masks would have been mandatory for all but 2 weeks during the school year to date. Separately, the board voted down a proposal that would have lifted mask requirements for gym classes altogether. That failed 2-5, with only board members Anderson and Gubitayo in support. Interim Superintendent Melissa Johnson also announced that the school district would stand up a program that allows students who might ordinarily have to quarantine following COVID-19 exposure to remain in school by testing negative. The school-led opt-in program is set to begin after Thanksgiving. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.